It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Good morning and welcome to my kitchen. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen here in my kitchen today, in my restaurant.
Literally, we're live from Jasper's Kitchen. Can I say that?
Wait a second. Let's just savor the music, Miss Kimberly.
No. Is this Dominic?
It's Dominic the Donkey. My favorite Italian Christmas song.
We could get a chorus going here.
I know the song.
You ready to start?
Welcome, welcome, my friends, and what a great show we have today, sponsored by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 84 delicious years. And Miss Kimberly, we're just a week away from Christmas.
We are. And can I make a correction on air?
Please.
Because I think Hen House would want me to do that.
Oh, my God, I said 84.
You did.
It's. Can I tell you something? I'm on the way to the restaurant today.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, and I was actually doing a commercial in my head.
Uh-huh.
And you ready for this? I've been doing the show for 14, this is going to go on 13 years.
Yep.
But when I first started to announce it, I would say for 84 delicious years.
So it's exactly.
So it's going to be
95. You were going back in time. You were time traveling.
That makes a lot of sense.
There's always an explanation, Jay.
Bone-in beef standing rib roast. Mm. Have you seen my recipe?
Of course.
Oh.
It's on my list to make.
Garlic studded with a little bit of marmalade on top and peppercorns. So
and it's
delicious.
Easy.
It is so easy.
That's what I love about your Hen House recipes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Snow crab clusters. $8.99. Nowhere in the Midwest can you get crab clusters for that price. I'm telling you right now, Kimberly. I know what you're looking at. You're all excited over there.
You know what I'm looking at.
Tippin's Pies.
Tippin's Pies. They've got the chocolate Boston cream pie, $13.99.
Wait, take that back
and
again. Boston.
Boston.
You said Boston
cream. I did. And they've got the Tippin's holiday French silk pie, $13.99. Did you know they did a holiday French silk?
A holiday French silk?
Yeah, see?
I didn't get the memo on that.
With maraschino cherries.
Well, did you hear? Someone's mic.
Uh-huh.
Someone's mic is hot because right now, when we said Boston cream pie, I heard,
And we've got one hot mama on that hot mic.
That's right. Mama Marabli is here today with us. Welcome, Mama.
Hello there. How are you?
I've never gotten an applause before.
Well, there's a reason.
I think I deserve it.
You should all know that I picked up Mama today, and we arrived here safely, didn't we?
Yes, we did, once.
Did you enjoy the ride?
Oh, yeah, sure.
How about
did.
The no hands?
Yeah, no hands coming down 435.
I said, Mom, look at this, no hands. I had the automatic car.
I said, that's the wall that my friend's son hit.
Yeah, she's hollering at me while I'm driving.
About a month ago.
Mama Marabli, I don't know if you know about the story about Jasper. We had been at Shadow Farm. We were driving back.
No.
And, yeah, I almost, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
Oh,
somebody was
God.
Watching out for us.
We almost hit a wall.
We almost hit a wall.
Oh. But my great maneuvering. Would
you make a donut?
No, he couldn't make a donut, but Jasper, he just made some slick moves. We'll just say
he
that.
He does a heck of a hell of a donut, I'll tell you.
You can't say hell of a donut.
Oh, the hell I can't.
Oh, boy, I hope they got that button ready to press back in the studio. What a show you have, Kimberly, today. I mean, you've lined up. I'm not kidding you. We've been doing this show for many years. Uh-huh. This is, I really say this. In sincere honesty, this may be our best show ever.
Well, we've got lots of people we absolutely adore on the show. Of course, Josephine Marabli.
Thank
Mama
you.
Mama Marabli. We've been dying to have you on the show.
Thank you, Kim.
So we're going to be talking to you in a minute. And we've got Jill Silva, formerly of the Kansas City Star, James Beard award-winning food writer, food critic, food editor. And we have J.C. Gregg, who was one of 10 bakers selected from thousands, right, across the country. And you were on the Great American Baking Show on ABC. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh.
So,
Kimberly, what a week we have going. I've had over, I'm saying maybe we're at about 85 to 90 entries. We've looked at them all.
The cookie contest.
People have been baking and bringing them. I'm a little upset because my cousin Marilee's today and brought in cookies. I said, why didn't you enter the contest?
And they're amazing. And your brother Sam just walked in. Of course, what did he do?
Not even hello. He just started grabbing cookies. How rude.
But these cookies that Marilee did, not only are they gorgeous, they are.
Oh, believe me, they are. The moistest in the world. You know that. Mm-hmm. You took the words out of my mouth, lady. But right now, drum roll, please, back in the studio, because we're going to announce the winner of the Live from Jasper's Kitchen radio contest. And I am ready whenever you are, Miss Kimberly, because we have three winners here, and they were very, very tough to pick of all the, entries.
All the entries. Entrees is a word, though. Jill will certify that.
That's right. And the number one cookie that was submitted to us is, go ahead, Miss Kimberly.
Dr. Janet Smith, of course, of Borgman's, a goat cheese cookie that was, truly out of this world.
We'll be posting that photo online. Second is John and Kathy Miller with ricotta cookies. Oh my God.
Did they make their own ricotta?
I don't know if they made their own ricotta, but they are delicious. And third, this is unbelievable because we've been talking about this cookie and I couldn't find a recipe for it. Lisa Waterman Gray, she submitted a ricotta Russian tea cookie style cookie. Not ricotta, a chocolate style.
A chocolate.
Yeah.
Because she loves chocolate.
I got ricotta on my mind right now.
You do.
So there are the three winners this year from the Live from Jasper's Kitchen cookie contest. We have some great gifts and prizes for them. And Kimberly, we haven't even announced really why we're here today.
We are here, Toys for Tots. We have people here in the restaurant who have brought toys, and those people we'll get a free pasta lunch.
That's right.
After the show is over. And we do this every year. We collect toys. And Jasper, you've been collecting at the restaurant. You've got hundreds back in the office.
Oh, my gosh. You should see. Well, already they've taken away two or three boxes.
Yeah.
And each week it just keeps getting more and more. And this week, unfortunately, here's the problem. This is really the last day you can drop off toys here.
Yeah.
Because they have to get them wrapped and get ready for the children. So I'm begging my friends right now, bring them on out to us, please.
And the secret word today on the show is toys.
Oh,
and
I like that.
People bringing a toy in right now. Not the people here.
No.
But the people walking in with the toy and telling us the secret word will get a hen house gift card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Along with a luncheon?
Is that okay, Jasper?
Oh, this is like Oprah. You get a panettone. You get a panettone. Like, what are you giving away today?
Is there anything more? Mama Marambo, you want to throw anything in? Wait. We better not.
She's not going to be giving anything away. Hey, a lot of news this week with food and everything that's going on. But we're going to come back after these messages, talk to Mama all about Christmas traditions. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Jill Silva and with J.C. Gregg right here on KCMO.
Wait, before we go.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, I've got to tell you, do you realize that every single guest and the host of the show, their name starts with a J? Isn't that cool?
Wait, the host of the show, it's Kim, K. Okay.
No, you're the host. I'm the co-host.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've got Jasper, Josephine, JC, Jill, and then
and Kim.
Kimberly.
H-I-J. K comes right afterwards, so. Mom was going to say something. Boy, we're in big trouble with this show, my friends. Don't go nowhere. I'm telling you right now, because we're going to come back with one of the bestest shows ever right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little
ones. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
Welcoming you to Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, Jay.
Miss Kimberly, it's Toys for Tots. It's our special edition live show at Jasper's Restaurants.
Do you see that box?
Overflowing. No, look
it's
at the floor and everything.
Do you see what Katie Van Lucien brought in?
Oh.
I think we all, wanted that for ourselves, Katie. Really?
Some little children were hanging around the toys last night.
Only Katie would bring in,
funny because they were all looking at the toys, and they were asking their mama. They thought they could pick a toy out of the box. So their mama had to explain to them, but beautiful toys. toys like that that Katie brought in, everyone else here today. What a great show we have, sponsored by Hen House Market. And Ms. Kimberly, today we have a very, very special guest. She's not making her radio debut, but we have Mama Mirabli coming on. But right now, you want to introduce someone else very quickly.
Before we get to Mama Mirabli, I just want to say Jack Becker is in the house.
Jack Becker was in the kitchen last week.
Jack Becker helped you with tartufos.
That's right, and salads and desserts.
And salads, and Shorty gave him a little lesson in life,
I think. He's back there for a couple hours.
He was, but I think he's a future sous chef here at
Jasper's. I like that a lot. Well, welcome to the show, my friend.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming, my friend. Well, Kimberly, there is really no introduction needed here.
Because
we have Mama Mirabli in the house with us. Mom, welcome to the show. She's looking around. Mom, we're talking to you.
I know you are. And I'm welcoming everybody.
Thank you very much. Mom, we have so many great traditions to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
And Kimberly, we were going over some of them before the show.
Yeah.
Mom said, do not ask me about my cream puff disaster with salt. I said, why not? Now you brought it up, Mom, so we're going to ask you about it.
What is it?
Oh, my God. That was horrible. I made about 200 cream puffs, and we were having a couple hundred people for Christmas Eve.
We used to have mass at the house and everything.
And here I go to the refrigerator, and I get the big tray out like a pyramid.
Right.
It was beautiful.
And I'm pouring and pouring. I thought it was powdered sugar.
Was this after a little nog?
A lot of nogs. A lot of nogs. But I was sprinkling and sprinkling. I thought it was powdered sugar.
And when did you, at
it
what
was
point?
Salt.
At what point did you discover the mistake?
Well, a man was sitting at the my bar, at home in
drinking
my rec
nogs.
Room.
Yeah.
And all at once he said, he ate one. And he said, I think you made a mistake. I said, what? I was really hurt. And he said, these are not sweet. They're salt. Oh, my God. I looked at the thing, and I said, oh, my God, you're right. We had to throw them all out.
But, Mom, think about it. You're before your time, because if you would have put a little chocolate sauce on there and some of that sea salt.
Well, you weren't old enough to tell me what to do.
But there were a few times that he did, I think.
Oh, a lot of times, he thought.
I still send Mom recipes today because, let me tell you something. For 88 years old, and she gets mad when I announce her name. This lady is on the iPad every day, on the computer, texting everybody. She, you know, if it wasn't for Apple, boy, this lady, she'd be in big, big trouble because that's her communication. I send her recipes. I ask her, Mom, how'd you used to make this when we were younger? What'd we eat here? Peas and chicken livers. And Leonard, the same, he loves that, but the other boys don't like that. Yeah, the kind of peas that you use, Lucerne.
Lucerne.
That's right. So.
That's right.
So did you have a traditional Christmas breakfast for the family, for the boys and...
Well, you sure,
know,
Mom.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I did. I can't remember.
Okay, cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls from Pearl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cinnamon rolls and.
Miss Pearl used to make us cinnamon rolls.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's right. And how
about
the ham?
Oh, God.
And a nurse's ham.
And a nurse's ham.
Well, here's the problem. It wasn't a problem, but we always had Christmas Eve at the house, and we'd have over 75 employees, and then football players. Hank Stram would come over. Bob Hope 1 year was there for Christmas.
That's right. And how about the, what do you call it, the
Father Markleski,
New York.
Who's that from New York?
On Broadway.
Mitzi Gaynor.
Well, Mitzi Gaynor was a doll.
And
she loved my cream puffs, but she said, but I'm gaining weight.
So if they were in town, Mom had Christmas Eve. And, I mean, you talk about food. And even at the end, when we stopped the parties, Marvin, our chef, was there cooking with my father and everything Christmas Eve. And Father Markleski would say mass at midnight.
That's right.
The cars up and down the street, police would, you know, control the parking and all. It was something else.
And didn't you do Feast of the Seven Fishes?
So
is that the fish with the cod?
That's right. So we had the bacala.
The bacala.
The shrimp, of course. Mm-hmm. Dad would fry the sole with the limonata style.
Oh, my God, it was good.
We always had the pasta with the what, Mom?
Oh,
the lobster.
Lobster tails.
That's right. Pasta with the lobster.
You didn't spare anything.
No, the sardines, the fried sardines.
That's we still do.
Yeah, so that's just a favorite.
Can I ask, how did you wrangle an invitation to this every year?
I have no idea.
You were just...
Customers, all the my dad's attorneys and doctors around town, Dr. Pakula, everybody would get an invitation to the dinner.
We had over 200 people all the time.
And then 1 year it stopped them. Unfortunately, we had to stop it 1 year. There was a Papa had passed away. Oh, no, yeah. Papa wasn't hadn't passed away yet. But there was a robbery upstairs, and it just wasn't good.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And they stole all the Christmas gifts. So it was kind of sad.
They told they stole all my father-in-law's.
Yeah,
gifts.
They stole Papa's gifts because we used to open our gifts up earlier.
I felt so bad for him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we were all opening up our gifts, and where in the heck is?
And it was his last Christmas, and my dad said, "That's it, no more." We had still had parties, but not you know.
Right.
Not where we had 200 people and some people we didn't know. And
well, how about when they stole my stuff from Italy?
That's right. That was part of it. That's
beautiful,
right.
Beautiful wine thing with four or five
the decanter and all that.
The Grinch. It was the Grinch.
They
right?
found the stuff later on. Yeah. They yep. We solved the problem. It was very simple.
Well, you know, fast forward many years, Mama Maropoli, and you've got, of course, your boys are grown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the boys are grown, sure are. And they all have children of their own. Some are starting to have grandchildren.
That's right. I got five of them.
Yeah.
Or seven, I should say.
Yeah, seven grandchildren and
great grandchildren.
I'm sorry, you got five grandchildren, Mom.
No, I got six. I got
hey,
five
Mama,
granddaughters.
We're serving the famous pasta right now. Look at there. Look at there.
Well,
all they have to do is bring
good.
A gift and you get
looking good.
That's right. Pasta alla Nani.
Look at Sam, his eyes are bulging.
Poor Sammy.
He can't catch a break today.
No. So, he doesn't with me, not when it comes to eating.
So, Mama Maropoli, I'm going to put you on
yes,
the spot,
dear.
Okay? And remember, this is a family-friendly show,
okay?
But you raised four boys.
Yeah.
Four boys. Anything?
God help me.
Okay.
All I did was pray.
Okay.
From one day to another.
Do you have any advice for women in this day and age?
Well,
raising boys?
Whenever you have a little boy, be happy because they're just better than daughters. My mother used to pray, you need a daughter. I said, Mom, I have to have what Dad God gives me. But you know what? I look at her every day. I said, see, Mom, I told you.
Oh, but you know what? Yeah. You have one grandson and all girls.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, we about flipped.
When little.
Well, I couldn't get close to the girls at all.
Yeah.
Until I really, you know. Then I had daughter-in-laws. And I did get close with them.
Sure.
Because
they all
are
adore
four
you.
Wonderful daughter-in-laws.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing to do now at the holidays with your family?
Just to get together and eat. That's
just it's not about gift giving. No one even think about gifts.
No. Gifts are just nothing. I'd rather be with them and have a beautiful dinner and be together.
We all think about my dad Christmas Eve because he used to have so many traditions.
Oh, my God.
His foie gras, which we still have.
Oh, yeah.
And the pasta, of course, and the same dishes that we prepare. And he would take off the day before Christmas. Christmas Eve, and he'd help Mom at home.
Yeah. Oh, how about the pizzas?
And the pizzas, that's the next thing. So the pizzas are a big tradition. And this year, someone gets to join us. We're going to let him in.
Who?
Jordan.
You're kidding.
Jordan's going to be in town.
So he won't, he won't have to sit outside.
Alexandra's husband will be in town. And he said, can I make pizzas with everybody? I said, sure you can,
oh
Jordan.
Oh, my
so
God. That's going to be fun.
He'll be Jordan. He'll be joining everybody that morning. But
oh, it's really funny. Yeah.
What do you cut the pizzas with, Mom?
Scissors.
Yes.
Well,
we didn't rehearse
pizza
any of this.
Scissors.
Pizza scissors.
Just a regular pair of scissors?
No, no, they're my pizza scissors.
Okay.
But the thing of it, turn my phone off, Jay. But the
of
thing
course.
Of it, I'm sorry.
She's getting
I'm
calls.
I'm not used to this. This
She's
is
getting
not
calls
my job.
From all around
people
America right now. Oh,
people
yeah.
People are calling.
This is not my job.
But the pizza tradition, Mom, talk about the anchovies in a pizza.
Oh, my God. And another thing, there were five girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nikki, my son Jimmy's daughter. Real heavy with the, what was the seasoning I
with,
put?
With the oregano.
Oregano.
We don't let her have it.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
like oregano.
Oh, you don't?
But the only time I use oregano is on pizza.
Okay.
Well, dummy me, I put the bottle, the jar on the table. And Nikki's going like this, you know, spreading it all. We had a picture.
And then Giovanna doesn't want to get her hands dirty,
oh,
her nails
no.
dirty.
Giovanna
so.
Does not want to get her hands sticky and
yeah.
dirty.
Yeah.
Not dirty, but sticky.
Yeah. And Alex is right in
Alex,
there.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, there was a
she flips the pizzas. She takes after her father, Mom.
I know. It's
Kim
really
wants
good.
To really put you on the spot right now, Mom.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Who's
try.
Your, who's,
try.
Your, who's your favorite son, Mom?
Jasper. My God.
Jasper didn't.
Got her, Sammy.
Here we go. You want me to get killed?
Well, your second God. Favorite son is here.
That's right. Your second
I
favorite
I have son. No favorites. You know what he did one day?
What's that? You better hurry up because we only
got
like 10 seconds.
He got on my iPad and he goes, my favorite son is JJ.
On Facebook.
On my Facebook.
Jasper was the one who
Jimmy
did that.
Jimmy was the first one to call.
Oh, he was so upset. He was like a baby. Take that off. Well, my friends, okay. I'm telling you right now, we have such a delicious show. Thank you. She's still going on about that.
And she said that she was a little nervous. I don't think Mama Mirabile.
You don't think I was nervous?
You could take my job.
Okay. All right. I'll do anything.
Mom, we have a lot of special guests here today with us, and it's really something else to have you on the show with us. It means a lot to us. And if it wasn't for you and Dad, and this whole thing started because of you and Dad back in 1954.
That's right.
And I remember what you told Dad, you know, about coming out south, and he was kind of against
it
a little bit. And
well,
you said,
we were at the last stop.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a bus out there on 75th Street. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you can get out. I didn't have a car. Remember?
That's right. And when we came out, when they came out, my dad said, you know what? It's time for us to go out south and start something new. And the tradition lives on now, going on 64 years, Mama.
That's right. That's
64
right.
Delicious years. I like that.
Beautiful years.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on today, Mom.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you for having her on.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for having me.
We have such a great show coming up right now, Kimberly. Don't go nowhere because coming up right now is...
Well, we're going to be talking with Jay Silva. And Jill Silva and J.C. Gray.
Don't go nowhere, my friends. Kimberly, thank you so much for everything today. It's going to be a great show right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Welcome to our show today. It's a special edition, Toys for Tots, live from Jasper's Kitchen. Just bring a new... unwrapped toy to Jasper's right now. And Kimberly, what are you going to get?
You're going to get a free pasta lunch. We have people like Bill Moss, former Kansas City Chiefs. We have Katie Van Lucien and Jerry Foltz. We have Mary Lee DiMaggio. We have...
Did you see Mary Pepitone?
The Beckers.
And her daughter?
No.
Mary Pepitone's over there.
Hi, Mary. And we've got Lisa Mirabile. We've got Mr. G. We've got lots of people here.
Aww.
And Sam. Sam's in the house.
Sam
Mirabile.
Oh, this poor guy. We got to get him on the radio show someday, Kim.
We already have.
Maybe
remember, we decided to ban him.
Oh, we talked about that.
We were at the Columbus. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that. The Italian show.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
Another
with an N.
We've got someone to thank. First of all, Hen House.
Oh, well, of course, Hen House Market for sponsoring the show. They are something else, Kimberly.
What great partners.
94 delicious years. I say 94 delicious years because we're just a week away.
I know.
Think about it.
Yeah.
A week away from, you know, this show continues every year with great sponsors, of course, like Vitacraft and our friend Mindy Riley.
At Olive Tree. Absolutely.
That's right.
And, you know, you've been doing the show for 10 years. I've been your guest host.
This is going to be 12.
12?
Uh-huh.
All right.
It'll be our 12th year.
12th year.
12th, what a T.
You left some letters out there. But anyway, and I've been your co-host for, I think, going on 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
Can you believe that?
I saw some pictures. The one we saw showed the other day, we sent back to each other almost at the same time.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Posted,
yeah, our memories.
The first time I met you about our memories was back at the Table 11.
Table 11.
We were doing a little review. But Kimberly... Right now, and speaking of reviews, because that's how I first met this this wonderful lady, we started a tradition years ago about having on our show local foodies, and we wanted to keep that going. And she has written so many articles. There's really no introduction needed for our next guest because what she has brought to the table today is better than anybody in Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh.
And what she's done for everyone in Kansas City, it's just something else.
Absolutely. We have Jill Silva, who, of course, is the former Kansas City Star, James Beard Award-winning food writer, food editor, food critic. And, Jill, you have kept us all apprised of the Kansas City food landscape for 30 years. And it's not stopping.
It's not stopping.
No.
I'm here to talk more about food and trends and... gifts, maybe, for the holiday?
But just being a James Beard Award winner, and I saw this today, the Association of Food Journalists, best section from 2007 on up to 2015, 2006, it just never stops. The awards and the accolades, Missouri Press Association, other honors from the National Association of Agriculture Journalists, Missouri Press Associates, first ever Harvester's Hunger Champion Award. I mean, this list, just look at this. It just keeps going on and on with you.
It's amazing. Oh,
well, but you're humble, Jill.
Well, I've had a great career, and I'm going to continue I've loved doing food. I started doing food by accident, but here I am all these years later, loving it and living.
And, you know, Jill and I figured out the other day, we had brunch, where we first met one another. It was at the Adams Mark Hotel. David Cross was the chef, and he was doing a cooking class. And my late husband, Richard, and I were there. And, Jill, you were there with John Martellaro.
I don't remember that you were there, Kimberly. Isn't that terrible? I feel so bad about that. Well, but you know,
I was just in awe of you.
I was just overwhelmed trying to learn a new job, yeah. And John was gracious enough to start.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh, that would have 90, been
96?
93, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Early 93, and John Martellaro, the former critic, was like, let me introduce you. And I was like, please.
It was a fun night.
It was a very fun night and a great chef, really nice person.
David.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk holiday gifts, because sitting right behind you, do you notice the mozzarella cart, what Jasper has done with it this year? I love that. He has turned it into a little Jasper's merchandise.
And Lisa said, boy, someone really knows how to measure that limoncello. Just look at those bottles. They're all
a little uneven.
A little uneven.
But you can come into the store or into the restaurant. You can buy limoncello, applecello. You can buy Italian cookies. And, of course, you can buy Jasper's Kitchen Cookbook. Katie Van Lucien, I believe, wrote the foreword.
That's right. She did.
Yeah. But, Jill, you've got some other gifts.
Well, I was thinking about barbecue, because I think about that a whole lot, you know,
my gosh.
In this town. And so, I've been rounding up some ideas for that hard-to-get barbecue person, right? So you can get sauces, you can get rubs, you can get, you know, tools, grills, whatever. I think I have some of the best ideas here. So
cool.
I'm going to start off with the bacon explosion.
Oh, make a day.
Yeah. So you guys know all about this, but for those who are not familiar, this is something that went viral back in 2008. And it was 2 pounds of sausage wrapped bacon weave style. It looks like a gigantic, delicious, I don't know, bacon-covered football.
Is that what they call a fatty?
I
think it's called a fatty.
That's a great English.
In the barbecue lingo, yeah.
It will make you fat. I won't tell you how many grams of fat and calories are in this thing, but it is fantastic. And frankly, I've never had it. So I was at McGonagall's recently, and they had some in their cooler, and I'm like, that is what I'm making for New Year's Eve. So I'm really psyched about that. You can also get that off of barbecueaddicts.com, which is their website.
Yep.
Megan Day, burnt finger. Moving on. Hey, Joe's Kansas City teamed up with Rieger. And they made themselves a sauce, a whiskey-infused barbecue
sauce.
You had
it. You already tasted
it. I had it. And it is just mellow and delicious, and I can taste it on chicken already. And just really, really a popular
idea. Don't they have the second edition or a second? They ran out.
They sold out within hours after I wrote the first story about it, and now they've done a second one. And I checked this morning, and they have a few more bottles, so you better hurry and suss that one out pretty quickly.
You can only buy it at the original gas station, right?
Well, you can buy it at the original gas station in the tasting room at the Rieger. Also, I think Made in Kansas City, and
I didn't
realize
one
more place. And the KC Barbecue Store.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, in Olathe.
Over
so
in Olathe.
Lots of different places there. So that one is definitely worth trying. If you've got somebody who wants to kind of bone up on their skills, why not give them a class with a professional, right?
A professional,
the culinary center.
A professional.
I forgot about that.
Well, I'm going for the real deal. So these are the guys at Slaps, Mike and Joe Pierce.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So this is kind of a trend, and a lot of the top barbecue people are giving classes, and you go for a weekend, and you pay pretty hefty fee, but you get to hang out with them all weekend. They'll share their competition tips. They'll usually give you some food and maybe a swag bag, and you get to hang out with the best, right? So the guys over at Slaps are doing February 23rd and 24th, their first class, $600 per person or $1,000 for two people.
And how do you go online?
You go online
to
and
Slaps.
Sign up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
sign
I bet those spots are going quickly.
I would bet so, because these guys are
the bomb,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Okay, so if you want to, like, a lot of people get grills this time of year, right? Mm-hmm. New grills. If you want the hottest, coolest thing, and we always say, you know, that Kansas City barbecue is low and slow, but
that's
it's actually turning into be a hot and fast proposition. So the hottest thing on the circuit right now is these can cookers or drum cookers.
Right.
And they're vertical. They sit upright, and you get this really hot fire, and everybody's winning the competitions with them. They look like really cool cars. You know, they got the paint jobs, and they're very cool. And they're, you know, they're around $700 to $800. So, you know, for somebody very special on your list, that might be something you want to look into.
Cool.
The KC Barbecue Store is one place you can take a look at them. You can also look online at Gateway Drum. Let's see. Praise the Lord. If you're looking for a book.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. One of the best books out this year. Not a local author, but somebody that I really admire. He's in the Hall of Fame, Mike Mills, and his daughter, Amy Mills, decided to write a book this year. And I have to say, I got to embed with them at Memphis in May one year and learned how you actually do a whole hog, because that's not really something we do around here.
So you went behind the scenes.
I went behind the scenes, and so I'm going to be reading this book. And one of the recipes that I thought was so cool, cherry soda glazed ham. Now, does that not sound interesting?
Let me tell you something. That's my, I am kind of obsessed with this cherry cola putting on the ham and 7-Up. My dad used to put 7-Up on the ham.
Yeah.
So you only need a 100-pound dressed hog. You ready to go?
Oh, and what? Like a case of cherry soda?
Well, they're talking about cheer wine in their recipe. But I would suggest that you could also make this a gift and an inexpensive one. Go ahead and do red sodas from Polly's Pop.
Good idea. I love it.
Make a local. I love
it. Strawberry and black cherry are two of their flavors that they're getting into a lot of restaurants like Q39.
I may do this for the ham.
Right? So you go buy yourself a six-pack or a couple of six-packs of red soda, and you've got an inexpensive gift for your barbecue friends. So
great tips,
that is
Jill.
Something else,
have you been
Jill.
Taking notes, Jay?
Oh, I got it.
You
I'm
have.
Ready. I'm gonna be
is that the back of your lottery ticket?
You like that? I have my little notes here. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Well, Jill, you know, we've got to wrap this up. Any parting words?
Well, I hope all my fans keep looking for me on my social media. It's new. It's at JillSilvaFood.com.
Cool.
And that's also the way you can get a hold of me, Jill at JillSilvaFood.com.
And you're all of her Instagram, you're all of her Facebook, all of her Twitter.
It's all still there. I changed the name, so all my friends should still be on there. But if you're looking for me, at Jill Silva Food.
We wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And you said something yesterday in a letter that you sent to your friends about reinventing yourself. It's not the first time. And I'm sure you're going to succeed more than ever, my friend. And we wish you much, much success.
Well, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate both of you and your support.
And you promise us you're going to come back soon.
Absolutely. Right. You know I love radio with you guys. It's so easy and fun.
You have an open invitation anytime. This is Jasper Miraboli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at Jasper's Restaurant. Bring a toy right now and receive a complimentary pasta luncheon right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. And it's Kimberly and Jasper. You just ran out of the kitchen
because I was making some pasta for some of our friends. I
You've got it all over your mouth. It's like the got milk only got pasta sauce.
Oh my gosh, Kimberly, what a delicious show you have prepared here today!
How much fun! We've got all of our friends here, family, people bringing toys in. We've been giving gift cards away, but you know what the coolest thing is?
What's that?
Karen Paul and her husband, who have been listening to you longer than I've been with you.
I know. I'll tell you, I am
brought
grateful.
Her mom's favorite recipe, homemade gooey butter bars.
This is gooey. Oh, I thought it was lemon cake. Oh, my gosh. This is ooey gooey butter cake.
Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being loyal
listeners.
You guys
are too kind.
And celebrate this year. I know you've got a new grandchild. So enjoy.
Thank you.
All right.
These are going home with me, I'll tell you that, Miss Kimberly.
Well, keep your hands off mine.
Kimberly, what a great show we have here today, sponsored by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for almost 94 delicious years. And right now, make sure you travel to your local Hen House Market and pick up some of those Smithfield hams, some bone-in beef standing rib roast. Of course, the big seafood sale is going on right now at Hen House. You can get my recipes every week and also in the Hen House flyer right now. For snow crab clusters, crab cakes, of course, some oysters, which are only a dollar a piece. What a celebration you can have with those. And don't forget, next week, it's time for Tippin's Pies again.
That's right. And they've got a holiday version of the French silk pie, which is going to be on my list.
Oh,
can you believe that?
Oh, I did not
I know about this.
I must have forgotten about that. But make sure you go to henhouse.com. You can also get the Hen House flyer, and you can pick out your holiday meals made easy.
Made easy. That's right. There's still time to order all of those delicious sides, prime rib, turkey, ham. And we've either got Santa Claus here or a Marine.
That's right.
Unloading the box.
A former Marine unloading all the toys and boxes right now.
He
is something
else.
Every year, it used to be our friend Frank Moran, but now we have you here, sir.
Yeah, and I'm not a former Marine. I'm a retired Marine.
A retired Marine. Thank you. That's right. Retired Marine.
You need to learn
that.
Well,
I better not mess with this man. I'll
no,
tell you,
you
right
better
now.
Not.
You don't mess with those Marines.
All right, Jay, should we get into the next interview? And you know, Jill gave us some fabulous ideas.
Oh, she did.
Fabulous
I'm telling you.
Gift ideas. I can't wait to follow her.
I can't wait. I hope some of my friends and family are listening so they know what to get me. Well, Kimberly, right now we're going to introduce the man, the legend, the self-taught baker himself.
The bow-tied gentleman baker, Mr. J.C. Gregg.
Bow-tied baker KC.
Bow-tie. Is that what your handle is?
No.
That's one of the hashtags
What's
I
one
use.
Of, but okay. The other one is what?
Ginger Jesus.
Ginger
KC.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, very quickly, can I give the abbreviated
history? You do it, lady.
History?
You do it.
J.C. was selected out of thousands and thousands.
Wait, not thousands. 26,000?
Well, that would be thousands and thousands.
Okay, go ahead.
But 26,000, thank you, Jasper. Bakers, and they call you amateur home bakers,
correct,
right?
Correct,
right. Right, and you're a little above an amateur status. But anyway, you were one of 10 selected across the country to fly to England for 6 weeks.
That is correct.
To tape the Great American Baking Show,
yes.
Which was in its third season. It debuted a week ago,
Thursday. Correct.
With 2 hours, and you had a watch party. People were cheering you on.
It was so fun.
And
you were sassy.
You were sassy.
You know, it's
not
it's,
too much.
It was based on who we are, and I wasn't going to change who I am.
Oh, no.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
And
your
bake, I mean, the bake, I think that Jasper almost fell off his chair on was the loaf, the ring.
Oh, yeah, and that was in his honor, too, that I created that because of his love of pistachio and raspberry. So.
Well, fast forward to Wednesday, and you got notice from ABC that they pulled the show.
Correct.
Because of some harassment allegations
That is correct.
One of the celebrity judges.
That
had been years before. I don't think they were current.
No, nothing current that I'm aware of.
Right.
And he never treated anyone in that tent with any less than.
But ABC made a tough decision. They pulled
did.
The show. And
rightfully
you know,
so.
JC, Jasper and I, and I think all of Kansas City, especially after that story appeared in Kansas City Star on Friday morning. We were so impressed with the attitude you had.
Thank you.
On that.
Thanks,
it wasn't all about you.
No.
Share with us just in a second.
That's what I said to you immediately, Kim, because I sent you a note. I said, JC, let's do something right away. He didn't need any help because he came out with a statement himself.
Yes.
Immediately in his response to all of his Facebook friends. I was being selfish, JC, and I apologize. Because I didn't want to see the show end. I wanted to see you succeed. I wanted to see you.
Oh, I wanted to see the show end, too.
I
truly did. And all of us bakers did. It's just there are bigger things out there that we need to approach and we need to deal with. And I think that's where my heart is for the continuing of those people that have had to suffer. And my time isn't done. My time is not done.
Your time has just started.
It is. It has. But these people have been reliving this for years and years, and they finally found their voice. And for that, I applaud them, finally,
that
they came forward.
What you're talking about is part of the Me Too movement.
The Me Too movement. Hashtag Me Too,
Which is the national conversation right now.
It is. It is, sadly enough, but I'm also very gracious in the fact that I can play a little part in bringing awareness to something that has just infiltrated so many different areas for so many years that had been accepted. And, you know, things things change, people grow, and as we move into a more mainstream today is all about social media, things are more instant, and so you have to take a step back and you have to realize that, you know, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. You know, it's always been something that was said and, you know, people just put in the back of their mind, but today people are starting to take heed to that, and I'm really glad.
And it's unfortunate that, I mean, so many businesses, I mean, television shows, it's the collateral damage.
It is.
From this, but I think as a society we're going to learn. Well, I know you can't tell us who the winner was.
No,
what did you
I
bake?
Can't.
Can you tell us what you baked in the next couple of shows?
Well, I did. The shows that was last night that would have aired this week were French macarons. And I know a little bit about French macarons.
You had to knock it out of the ballpark.
It was wonderful. It did. And I do really well in technicals. Seems that that's one of my fortes is not knowing what I'm going to be able to prepare and having it thrust in front of me. And being able to read the recipe and ascertain what steps have been left out and, you know, just kind of figuring that out. And
being self-taught. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's
and being self-taught. And that's the point of it in the technicals is so we can pull from our knowledge and see if we really have that skill. Obviously, we do. There were 10 there that were so qualified.
And don't you think, JC, because, this is sort of your attitude, your kind of your attitude in life. You grew from that show. I mean, Paul Hollywood and Johnny really gave you some.
Yes.
The other bakers.
The other bakers, they were all phenomenal. Everybody had their forte. And none of us were shy about expressing our opinions and our critiques and on the failures and the triumphs. We had one gentleman, his name was Hector, and had absolutely the best orange caramelized macaron that I've ever had in
really?
My life. And I'm bugging him daily. Can you get that recipe? Can I get that recipe? But yeah, and Johnny was fantastic. One of my bakes was really what went really well. But he said, JC, if you take and look at it at this aspect and try this way of doing it and put a cremeux in here instead of doing this, I'm like, I had never thought of that. That's phenomenal.
Well, that's my only issue when I'm a judge on the Food Network and I've done two shows. I was kind of told, you know, even though I thought, well, this is great. I was, why don't you tell him this? So maybe sometimes the critiques, you know, they have to give something there because they just can't say, wow, this is the greatest I ever ate, you know. And so you know where I'm going with this?
Absolutely.
Maybe sometimes I don't. It's hard for me to critique somebody. I thought everything I ate was the best I ever ate. This is unbelievable.
The bestest.
Well, yeah, it was the bestest.
Trust me, they had no problem giving their very firm critiques as and that's what you don't see on the show.
Well, that's what I want to know.
You know, we're going to talk about the magic of television. We've got to wrap up soon, Jay, but you were in that tent, that famous tent in that field outside London for how many hours a day?
Up to 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
Wow. Every other day. They gave us every other day off so we could relax and prepare.
But you were always preparing.
Always. In our apartments. They rented each of us an apartment, and that's what we were doing on our off days was preparing our recipes that we created for the next day's bake.
That's something else.
We're going to be able to talk to JC more once.
You have to, in January, you got to come back with us, JC.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for coming on. I know we've been texting a lot, and I've been bothering you, and I was selfish, and I apologize.
It's okay. I understand.
I never asked you who won. I never asked you who won or anything.
I wouldn't say. I will never say until I'm directed.
And thanks for repping Kansas City, because you were this
dapper
man with these bow ties and matching aprons.
Thank you. Kansas City has just got my heart.
Thank you. And to Jill Silva, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Jill. It means so much to us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Really
love to be
you and your family. Miss Kimberly.
And Mama Mirabli.
Mama Mirabli. She just went over. She's having some food with the family right now. Of course, back in the studio.
Mark
Reynolds.
Mark, we couldn't do this without you.
Martel, Donna Baker, Bill Ryan, Mary Beth, we thank you all. Kimberly, Merry Christmas to you
Merry
and
Christmas,
to all
Jay.
Of Kansas City and our listeners.